Now to Afghanistan, where more than 600 people have died after a magnitude 6 earthquake hit the eastern region of the country. We're joined by Kabul-based academic Obidullah Bahir. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. What more can you tell us at this stage about the earthquake, its impact and fatalities?
Thank you for having me on, Mary. Well, the earthquake hit close to midnight last night. There were approximately about 8 tremors after the first earthquake. Initially, they were reporting the magnitude to be around 5.4, but was something above 6. And unfortunately, in Afghanistan, the epicenter of the earthquake was eastern Afghanistan, majorly focused on the province of Kunar. Damages have been seen in Nuristan and Ninghrahar provinces as well. We did not foresee the scale of the damage until later on. Initially, the numbers being reported were around 200, 250 dead. But now the Interior Ministry has officially announced that we have more than 622 dead and more than 1,500 injured. Rescue operations are on the way, but obviously it's difficult because some of the pathways have seen landsliding. There has been an extensive helicopter evacuation operation going on as well. So we're hoping that as many lives that can be saved are saved through these operations.
So first responders have been able to get to the scene. I understand it is quite remote, though, and difficult to access.
Actually, it's not that difficult to access, but some of the roads have been blocked. Local authorities in the area started rescue operations immediately, but we've seen more and more videos and evidence coming out that helicopter evacuation missions have been working tirelessly as well. There's obviously need for food, there's need for medical supplies and medical teams. Those are being attempted. Again, Afghanistan, with its infrastructure and this is the socioeconomic status of those areas, means that those houses aren't really reinforced, and the earthquake and the damage sometimes aren't even proportionate. Mm-hmm.
And earthquakes are a constant danger in Afghanistan. There will be worries about further earthquakes and aftershocks now, won't there?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that a country that's struggling with so many man-made crises is also facing nature as well. Climate change has impacted Afghanistan dearly, and now you have these earthquakes. So sometimes it feels like fate finds excuses to take Afghan lives, and it's heartbreaking. But we're a resilient nation. We're trying our best, and I really hope that the international community pays attention to this and we can break out of the larger politics of everything and actually look at the human cost of these calamities and try to help as fellow human beings.
We hope so too. Obidullah Bahir, thank you very much indeed. It's 6 minutes to 9.